right. So really quick, fun.
Yes. So you named this audience, like team is the best, but really like I would be naming this like, this would be like Facebook ad March 2020 or something like that. Like where I'm gathering these emails from or what the purpose of this, like how would I name?
Yes, that's exactly okay. Right. You would name it. Yeah. Or you would name it your lead magnet. So it would be like the 10 tips guide or the 3-part video series.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what the people are giving you their email address for.
Okay. And then, so if I have a new audience for every lead magnet mm-hmm. that I do, like I'll go over that 3 pretty quickly. So do I just like move, I guess this is like a complex question, but would I like move people? Can I like reuse this audience essentially to create like a new lead magnet landing spot?
Yes. So if you were like, let's say you roll out 1 lead magnet for 2 weeks and mm-hmm. you get some subscribers from that. And then, you know, yes, you can, but I wouldn't recommend it. And then you switch lead magnets. You can have those subscribers go to this audience. You can have anybody go to this audience from anywhere. If you did that, you would want to put a tag on the lead magnet number 2 people, right? So a tag of lead magnet number 2 and probably lead magnet number 1, you'd put a tag. So maybe your audience then would just be lead magnet audience, and then you would tag them so that you can do your stats analysis and see which lead magnets are performing better, which email lists or which audience is more responsive or more engaged on your email list, right? So if it's all just 1, then it's like, well, that doesn't give us any useful information, which is kind of not a waste, but it's we could learn a lot more. So if we know, for example, that lead magnet 2, we got like 1,000 subscribers using the same ad, but different lead magnet, right? Or whatever, mm-hmm. It helps us to understand what's performing well or what's getting responses and what's not. So we want to make sure somewhere down the line that we are clear about and organizing our people.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that?
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Before the common rule of thumb was, yeah, you have a list for each lead magnet. Mm-hmm. And then you would like move them if they went from like prospect to purchaser, then you'd like move them over to the other list. But okay. Now with the whole tagging system, it's great because you can just like do that quickly.
Just tag them. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I haven't done in MailChimp. I've done it in my software, but not this one. So we'll see if we can do that too here.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So now that we have somewhere for the email addresses to land, mm-hmm. Be captured, let's create a lead page. Landing page.
Okay.
And we'll keep it really simple and we'll call it sample squeeze page.
Is a squeeze page the same as an opt-in page?
Yes.
Okay.
But not always. So an opt-in form can also be like a pop-up on your website or a form field on your website.
Oh, yeah. You already answered this. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. No, I didn't speak to that part, I don't think. So a squeeze page is an opt-in form is a squeeze page sometimes.
Okay.
Squeeze page is an opt-in always. But yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you recommend having one or the other, like either a squeeze page or a pop-up or a place on your website where there's that option to insert a newsletter form? Because I guess at first I had a pop-up, but the frequency was once every 24 hours was the highest. So I took that off because if somebody came back on the page, I wanted that to still show. So I ended up inserting it into my website as a newsletter form so that anybody that was visiting could stay on it. But then it came so far down, I was afraid that their first impression, they wouldn't see it. So now I'm considering doing this. So would you recommend one or the other, two of, or, because I don't want to over, you know, make people mad because something is always shooting out at them. You know?
Totally. Really good point. Yeah. Good call. So I would say all of the above as just on a basic level. There are ways, and this is in the, when things get more technical, there are ways to only have the pop up if they haven't opted into an opt-in form already, right? There's like conditions that can be created. But for the sake of our purposes right now, if you are using a Facebook ad or some front end thing that is not your website to direct them to your lead magnet, you can either send them to that squeeze page and then they go to your website, or that you can have that pop-up on your website and a form embedded in your homepage too. And you should be able to do it high up, like, you know, download my free meditation audio. Like right away so they can see that. So if you don't want to have a squeeze page and you send them directly to your website, you want a pop-up to happen pretty immediately.
Okay.
So that they can sign up for that.
Okay.
Or you have the squeeze page, which is that page that's specifically for your lead magnet offer, right? Call to action. And then they sign up there, and then there's no pop-up on your website, but you do have that form at the top.
Okay.
That's a great question. And that would be, down the line, that would be something to test. Like, what do people engage with more? Are they more likely to sign up if it's a squeeze page? Are they more likely to sign up like from your website itself?
So your squeeze page does not even show up on your website at all. It's almost like a separate. Oh, okay. All this time I thought it was part of your,
Yeah. It's like a separate, it's like squeezed between the ad and the website.
Yeah.
I'll show you where, let's create one right now and I'll kind of show you how.
Okay. I'm
sorry. No, you're good. These are great questions. Super great questions. All right, so these are MailChimp's templates for their, sorry, I'm judgy. I'm a judgy Susan right now.
I just went through this. I was like, oh, okay.
This is MailChimp's template situation. But don't fear if these don't attract you, because everything is customizable, which is great. So what I recommend, and I have this in the notes that I'm going to be posting on Team tomorrow with the action items, what I recommend is in your intentional research of your market and who else has lead magnets, like you go to their website, you sign up for their thing, pay attention to what their lead magnets look like, right? Especially the people who are like very successful, the companies in your market that are really successful. What are their lead magnets looking like? Because they've probably already invested a lot of time and done a lot of testing and money into split testing stuff. So it's a good place to start.
And would I find their lead magnets by like going to their website and see if they have a subscription box or a pop-up or something? Because the only way I've ever come across other people in my market is like me searching for them on Instagram.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's kind of a, you know, a tricky thing. And I'm glad you bring that up, because if we're going directly to their site, then we won't really see their squeeze page. We'll see their pop-up, but not their squeeze page. But they might probably have retargeting on. So you'll probably start seeing their, like their ads or their lead magnets around the internet just because you went to their site, maybe. An alternative way to tune into what's working well in squeeze page land is to Google like top performing squeeze pages, February, 2020, and you will see some articles and some visual examples of what's performing well. Okay. And there are also some standard squeeze pages that are kind of rule of thumb known to be high performing. And there's articles about that as well. I think I linked a couple in this action items resource for tomorrow, but because the thing is that just like with our product, service, or technology, we can think that we have a great idea all day, right? We can be like, oh, I have a beautiful design for a squeeze page, but we don't know. We haven't validated it. We don't know what people are like attracted to or clicking on, or like what their like the visual scan behavior is of our market. So this is where people hemorrhage, myself included back in the day, hemorrhage marketing capital, because we're like, what, why isn't it working? And it's like, is your squeeze page validated? So do some research to see like what the highest performing or most reliable squeeze page templates are out there. And one of the reasons that I like Lead Pages, which is the software that I used for my landing pages and squeeze pages. It's a separate software, but I like it because they give you the stats monthly of which templates are performing at which levels for which industries. And so you can just like yoink and like use that, but it's expensive and not worth it. So don't do it at this point. So let's go to lead generation, because that's what we're up to. And
okay.
Create a little squeeze page here. So Kim, to kind of speak to your question a moment ago, see how this is, we're still in MailChimp here, right? In the design of this landing page or lead squeeze page. Like we're still in the MailChimp software, right? So for our cases right now, the squeeze page is created in MailChimp and hosted on MailChimp and isn't on our website. You can also create, I think, opt-in forms in MailChimp, and then you embed, but the opt-in form still lives in MailChimp, but you embed a code into your website, and that code has instructions that say when somebody scrolls down for 2 seconds, this activates and it pops up, but it still lives in MailChimp. Does that make sense?
Oh, because you can create, you're talking about making an opt-in page in MailChimp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Encoding it to your...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can also think of it like with YouTube videos, right? So YouTube videos live on YouTube, but we can have YouTube videos display on our website. And we do that by embedding this YouTube code into our website at a place on our page, which that code YouTube can communicate with our page, essentially saying, okay, we're going to cooperate so that this video can play on the page instead of on YouTube, right?
Okay.
So this is how outside applications or widgets, they're sometimes called, or plugins are able to function on our website, but they're from the outside and they're like, coded in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. So let's create a, squeeze page here. So over here, and you ladies, are you already familiar with this, Kim, the landing page template builder?
I just now looked at it on MailChimp. I looked at some of the ones on Squarespace.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't played around with it a whole lot because, like I said, I wasn't sure if it was part of my website and I didn't need one, but now I understand. So yeah, I don't know this as well. I have had to create these though, the actual place where they put their email address. I did that when I did my newsletter form and also with Facebook, because they have a place where you can get people to opt in, and then it connects to MailChimp if you do it in a Facebook ad. So I was able to create my form, because it's the reason why I didn't like the pop-up didn't let me change it to ask names, and because I want people's names to be shown in the thing in my MailChimp so that their first name shows up in the email.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it, but it allowed me to do it on the newsletter form and for the Facebook one. I don't know why. I don't know if I didn't click on the right thing, but the pop-ups in Squarespace wouldn't let me put the name as a, you know, an entry.
A field.
Right.
I'm going to invite you to double check that. If you run into it again, let's hop on a short call in the near future, because that doesn't line up. Like, that's kind of the whole point. Well, not the whole point. Email address is, you know, first point, but name is, that's like standard.
Right. And I've seen it on everything else except that. So I said, then I took it off and I just went with the embedded one and just left it at that.
Yeah. Let's troubleshoot that. That should be able to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do have another question. When you do this, should you put it as, because I've named it different things like Be Empowered, and then I left an explanation explaining what you get by signing up, or should I lead with free audio affirmation to get people's attention? Like, I don't know which is the best to you.
So your research into your competitors, your competitive analysis, go to their websites
and see what are
their pop-ups. What's the languaging that they're using? Like, and go to like the top dot, like Marie Forleo or even like, Jen Sincero, whoever. The reason I say that is not because we're like trying to copycat, but because they have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars probably into their split testing and their research. So it's nice to know. So there's that approach.
And I am on her email list. So I've been going back and looking at like things like font or color, like how does she use color? But I haven't done that. So thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And some markets or some audiences respond to that pain point being right in their face. And some markets or audiences respond really well to the solution being right in their face. It's really interesting. Okay.
So that would be a split. You
could split test that. Yeah. You could create two opt-ins and you could have them, one pops up and you can automate this. There should be like a little setting in your pop-up settings somewhere so like one comes up and another one comes up, and like over time, once you start sending or getting traffic to those opt-ins, you'll have a sense of like what people resonate with more. Like I resonate really well with the positive, like of the things I want. Like I'm very like, I want to leverage my business and make multiple six figures tomorrow. Like, let's do that. So, I mean, the pain points speak to me as well, but I just, over time, I've like noticed that about myself that I'm like, ooh. So, but you know, as we were talking earlier about when Tara had so well written out her
yeah, audience. Those were good.
Yeah.
Sorry, just one. I know we keep going off track. Do you know, so in, have you heard that if you in doing the emails, the email campaigns, have you heard that it's good to like not put a bunch of like graphics in? It's better to just keep it plain text. Is that way it won't go into the junk mail?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. As a rule of thumb, keep it like text.
Okay.
Yeah. There are ways to mitigate that.
What about even like just a logo? Like if I make a logo for my business at the top, would that?
Logos are more common. Yeah. And they're usually at the bottom. They're usually at the footer of the email where the signature is. Yeah. You'll see the logo. So here's the psychology behind that, just to give you a little sense. Okay. So when you receive an email from a friend or from a family member, right, it's, or at least for me, when I receive an email from a friend or family member, or one of you ladies, it's plain text, white background, right? And I'm used to that, I trust that. Yeah. And it feels very personal, right? You're talking to me. Whereas when I get a newsletter campaign from some coach out there and that newsletter campaign is like, hi sisters, like here's my trip to India or whatever. If I really like that coach, I'm going to be like, sweet, that's great. But if I'm just getting to learn who that coach is, like I'm not feeling like very personal about what's happening. I'm not feeling very like connected because I know this is like blasted out to a bunch of people, most likely, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of the top coaches that I know and follow actually do still use like plain text email, plain Jane, plain text, because the value is really in the content. But that being said, again, this is something to test because maybe your audience connects really well with visuals. I do receive emails that have like GIFs or GIFs in them or a photo of the results or their conference or whatever. So I think sparingly, or as you like, you'll notice your open rates or your click-through rates change too, like depending. So,
yeah.
But as a rule of thumb, keeping it pretty straightforward is a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. You can play with it though. Test everything. Cause like what works for one market might not for another.
Yeah. Okay.
Great question for sure. And I will ask my genius expert, Andrew, about that on Thursday, because this is what he does for a living.
Oh, cool. A genius expert?
Amazing. Yeah. He literally, I'm like, are you sure? Like you want to help me out just because we're like buddies in this mastermind? He's been doing this for 20 years. He's been in email marketing and digital marketing since like the ancient days.
Wow.
Yeah. So he knows like all the do's and don'ts. It's fascinating. Yeah, he's actually helped me set up Keep, the Infusionsoft software. Like he's so such a kind, generous person, like watched me through everything. And I was like,
wow.
Yeah. So any of this nerdy email stuff I can actually field to him.
Yay.
Cool. All right. So we good to move forward with some squeeze page creation here?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. So for the sake of time, I'm just going to make some funny stuff happen here. Something about MailChimp, if anyone watching and also for you, Tara, you can't edit here in the page that seems like it would be the obvious place to edit things. Your edit toolbar is actually over here on the right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Your logo would go there. I'm going to leave tours there and I'll change wild country. to Team Rocks the Mountaintops.
Nice.
There's mountains. I don't know.
Lower.
And that's pretty big. That font size is pretty ginormous. So let's go to 24. Oops, that's not going to catch our attention. No, sorry. I'm going to use some copy that's slightly related. Are you buried underneath piles clothing?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I don't know why it's spacing it like that. Let me clear the styles real quick. And then I'll go.
You make good ones, Fran.
Thank you. Cool. And then let's add, oops. Save and close. So then I want to add another text underneath that that's going to say, download my 10-step checklist, get your shit together.
Okay. Get your shirt together.
Get your shirt together. Oh my God, that's your new look. That's brilliant. It's your tagline.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh boy, you could probably use that. Cool. All right. So again, this isn't sexy. This isn't what we want it to look like, but we're just making it for that purpose. So we don't want to say subscribe. Also, and no offense to anybody that doesn't know this already, because it's not something that we know. For a long time, newsletters were things that people would opt in for, right? Like they'd be like, I want to join your newsletter. Like, sounds like you have some interesting stuff to say. It's not a very promising lead magnet anymore to say, join my newsletter, because they don't know what the hell that means. Like, what does that mean? What's your newsletter? So by way of subscribing or, signing up for our lead magnet, right? Or our lead magnet, they're joining our newsletter. They just don't know it, or maybe they do, but we want to directly communicate the value. So there's been a lot of studies that have shown that the like newsletter tagline, people are over it, and except for the rare exception. So I just want to mention that have something direct, have something really valuable. Even if it is, you could say like, sign up for my newsletter with 10 stock market hacks every week, people are going to be like, hell yeah, right? So if you're going to go that route, totally cool. But make sure that it's clear what that means, because otherwise, I mean, when I hear newsletter, I'm like, I'm good, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Until I like love following someone, and then I'm like, yes. So at any rate, so we're not subscribing to this. We want to say like, yes, get my shirt together. Email address. Yes. We want first name.
Okay.
First name, always have the first name field. And this is why I want to help you troubleshoot too, Kim. When we have the first name, we can, when we create our emails, we can have the first name customized when our emails go out, which again helps it feel personal, of course.
Yeah, for my template, because of course MailChimp gives you that cheat sheet of the, what are they called? I can't think of what they're called, but it'll get
merge fields.
Tabs or something. Yeah. So I'd have it in mind. So it says hello, and then it has the marks and it says first name.
Perfect.
So it's there, but I couldn't get it to work on that one part. So on Squarespace's pop-up. So I don't know.
Cool. Well, reach out to me. Let's set up a troubleshooting
Call. Okay.
I'm happy to check that out.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Button text. Okay, so subscribe, again, like not very enticing. Like, what am I subscribing to? I don't freaking know. So what we want to do is like, yes, I'm in. Right? We'll use like some very affirmative, like I'm taking action. I am
something.
I'm taking care of my shirt. I'm getting my shirt together.
I love that.
Me too. It's so fun. Oh gosh. Okay.
I'm so calling Tara for headlines.
I know, right? So then underneath that button text field, this is important, we see the after the form is submitted, send visitors to. So this is what I was talking about earlier, where a lot of people really, they just don't know any better, but the confirmation message is boring AF. It's like, oh, good job. You check your email now. What we want to do is send them to a web address. So we want to send them to Tara's website.
Oh, I got to do that.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a tiny home yet.
I think it's just, it's my subconscious.
No.
It's the power of subconscious programming.
Yeah.
Because I've never typed a tiny home before. I'm just not thinking about it. I need to get my shirt together.
Get your shirt together.
I swear, if I was actually like, if I wasn't balancing so many things in my consciousness right now, this wouldn't be happening. I can guarantee you.
It's okay. You're just really reaffirming. I need to change that name. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, actually, that might.
No, it totally. Maybe. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Too much. Okay. It's getting late. Let's keep moving. All right. So this is the opt-in part of our squeeze page, right? This is the, so we just have, we now we have the email address, we have the name. It'd be nice if we could, oh, we can move the name above email address. It's more of a,
oh, cool.
A flow there. What the heck? Manage available form. Oh yes, we have to create a sign up form builder. Son of a shirt. Okay, let's go to our sign up forms. I forgot about that. All right, so this is a good thing. Your sign up form is going to capture the information you want from your leads, and then you can use that form on in multiple squeeze pages and lead magnets. So that you don't have to create the form over and over and over and over. So basically you create a form, you create the squeeze page, and you make them merge.
Okay.
So sign up form. Great. Nope. Yep. Okay, cool. So you can design these as well. We don't need to do that right now because we're creating a squeeze.
And this sign up form is where it's living on the landing page that you're creating right now. Okay.
Exactly. Yep. So in our sign up form, we want our email. We want the email, we want the first name. We don't want last name. So are you sure? Oh yeah. Oh, this brings back so many memories. First name, let's drag you above email. Address, probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. Phone number, probably not. So rule of thumb, name, email, address. Yeah. Unless it's like a contact form, you might put a little more information, but
okay.
Beautiful. And we don't need to put a message here. And the subscribe button. field settings.
You don't think you don't put like a little message saying what they receive in signing up? I've seen that, and I did put a little blurb. It's not long, but do you feel like it's necessary or?
Yes, on the landing page.
In this okay, not yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I forgot this is the form, the opt-in form, right? Okay. Right. Yeah. It's so many different things. It's like, isn't that part of that though?
You're telling me. I know, I know. So I'm right now I'm hunting around because I'm trying to figure out if I need to change this here or in our lead page, landing page. But
oh, the button.
Yeah, let's see. Okay. Team is the best ever. Here's our form builder. Da, da, da. There's no like save button. So we'll go back to. Do you guys see a save button?
Oh, save.
No, I didn't see one.
Seems okay.
Does it automatically just save it?
We're gonna cross our fingers. and now I get to go back. I have to go all the way back to the landing page. Hopefully it takes us back on the enter.
Oh, go under campaigns.
Teamwork.
Right? Oh. Oh.
Yes. Yep. Taylor with the win.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's where you find it.
It's not free anymore because you've created it and now it's
so okay. We want to go to edit design. Okay. Right. Cool. Thank you.
Okay. So it's almost like you created the template, now you have to insert it. Because I had to do that because I made a template for my email and then I had to insert it into the campaign I created. I don't know if that was the long way to do it, but.
No, that's probably right. How do I choose my.
If you click first name, will it automatically put it above email? No.
I dos mio. What is happening? So usually we'll have an option of which form we want to use, but
right.
What about style? Would it be in style or
settings? Nope. Well, that's weird.
Maybe there was.
You mean to?
The form that we just made, like usually there'll be like a drop down menu of which form do you want to use here, but it's maybe the form I just made didn't save or publish or something.
Okay.
Well, oh, yeah, it's here, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you have to hit design it next? It says build it, design it. Does that?
No, that's like if we wanted to. Monkey rewards. I feel like I need some monkey rewards right now. Oh my goodness. Well, this is odd. Okay.
Ink style building.
Ladies, I am sorry. I might have to troubleshoot this later. Maybe we'll use the one that's in there right now. because I can't make sense of this to save my life.
And there's not like landing page option for forms and response emails.
See, yeah, in the landing page, it should give me us the option to like, which form do we want to use? It doesn't know. It's making assumptions.
Okay.
Maybe I'm missing something over there, but it should allow for us to choose which form we want. Mm-hmm. Let's go check that out real quick. Oh, campaigns. So it looks like if you wanted to tag your audience, start putting tags, you could do that here too.
Okay.
But we want a form. Let's see how far we can get with this in the next like 15 minutes or so. You filed underneath. This is great. Your audience's sign up form builder.
You were in this audience. It said it on there.
Okay. Whoever figures this out gets my free lead magnet, my free 10-step guide for getting your shirt together. Okay, we're going to come back to that at a future time.
Totally.
Yes, okay. So confirmation message. No, we want a web address. We want, let's see if Fawn can figure it out here. The tiny. Yep.
Oh.
That was
yeah.
Conscious attention. No, no, no.
Very intentional. Okay.
All right. Cool. All right. So then now, like, so this is a landing page, so there's like a lot of content on here. A squeeze page would be
like delete a lot of that.
Yes, so it might be, it could be just this section.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we wanted to establish more, a little more credibility.
Okay.
Also, I think image on the right performs better than image on the left. But anyway, so we could have like a little blurb down here about you. Okay. Like you could try a landing page and then try shortening it up and see if that has any impact. This one isn't terribly long for a landing page, but it's longer than just like a boop, like a box,
right? Yeah,
a light box. So I'm just, oh gosh, I can't edit over here. Ah.
Okay. Yes. Pay your bills. Get it together.
Ask for your help.
Could you imagine? I would love to get a straightforward shirt like that in my email.
I'm gonna lose it. This is hilarious. Okay. So you guys get the point. Customized stuff, blah, blah, blah. And you could put your logo somewhere. This is where your logo goes. Cool. Yeah. So in the squeeze page, your logo goes on top. In your emails, your logo usually goes down at the bottom. as your signature.
Can it be this big, just right here, this area right here? Does it have to continue all the way down? Okay.
It could totally be this right here. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. If the ad establishes credibility and trust pretty well, then that's where this would be like, cool, boom, I'm in. So like if your Facebook ad, you know how Facebook ads have, like, people tell stories. They're like, I remember when I was broke and overweight and it was a big problem and here's my story and my sister's name and all this stuff. And they take you on this journey. I'm poking fun, but it's very important. Like, storytelling, we're going to talk about that in element 7, 8 coming up sometime soon. Storytelling is so important. So the Facebook ad is like, you know, people are kind of reading through it. They're like, who is this person? This just came up in my feed. And then they're like, okay, like, she sounds like me. They click that, and then that can take them to a smaller squeeze page because they've just hopefully read your copy. On your ad. Yeah. So
isn't it also important when doing a Facebook ad to have like the most eye-catching or important message before they have to hit the more button? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can still have like a longer message on your Facebook ad, but like the most important hooky stuff needs to be right there. Okay.
Yep. Yep. That storytelling piece is where a lot of people tell their, like, establish their trust in the Facebook ad itself. Because it also kind of looks like a friend's post too, right? There's an advantage that Facebook is where we read each other's like lives, about each other's lives, you know? So that's a way to like get in there, and our brains are already used to like, oh, you know, someone's story.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes, Kim, to answer your question, a squeeze page traditionally is small like this, maybe with like a little footer of some kind or something. Again, split testing is fun. You can do like a full landing page, or you can do a squeeze page and see what's gaining traction. Yes. Okay. So now we've built this beautiful, thing. We'll save and close. Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Looking good. So you can add a URL, the custom URL that we kind of cruised by earlier, you can add here, and that would be helpful if you wanted to directly send people to this squeeze page. But we're not doing that right now.
Wait, just, say that again. That's so helpful.
If we wanted to directly send people to this campaign, the squeeze page, as opposed to them seeing the ad on Facebook the click here, right, blah, blah, blah. So, for example, we wanted to put this in our newsletter or something.
Gotcha.
Okay. Then we can use a URL.
Okay.
All right, so let's connect some dots here and go back to okay, so now we want to create an email, and then we'll wrap this up because it's getting late. We already did a campaign. Uh-oh. I think I need to connect some other things here. I'm just trying to figure out where to create the email.
Where to create the email.
Like the welcome email once they sign up for the thing.
Okay.
you know, MailChimp's not as intuitive as I thought. I'm going to just say it out loud right now.
It's not as what?
Intuitive as I thought.
Oh.
As I remember it being, like, it's not very, like,
okay, that
for,
makes
for me right now.
I mean, is it worth staying with it and like learning it? Or is there a more like entry level one that
I'll marinate on that. I don't know, because I haven't been in the game for a while, like looking at what's out there and the ease of use. But
series. Yeah. Jenna Kutcher just interviewed a couple women who made like a new email marketing platform that was supposed to be really intuitive.
Awesome. Yeah, there's a few out there. Like ConvertKit gets a lot of really positive reviews.
What does?
It's called ConvertKit. I think it's the one that Pat Flynn uses.
Oh.
Okay, so I don't know. Yeah, see, this is I'm lost. I don't know if it's because it's getting late, but I feel like we just made a campaign and let's just try this. Try out this email. Okay, so this will send immediately after they join. Team is the best ever. Okay. It's not, are you guys seeing any options for the landing page in here?
It looks like it automatically did that one.
Think if you click with your
okay,
because when you first where you wrote try this email out, mm-hmm. there's a drop down menu underneath, but team is the best ever was already selected.
Okay,
perfect, cool, yeah. Okay, so the squeeze page, that's where they enter their email address, and then that triggers this to send immediately after that. Thanks for joining us. So this would be the double opt-in confirmation email. It should be, I think. One of those definitely needs to go out, but we'll just stick with this for the sake of time right now. Start sending. Okay, now I'm going to go to our squeeze page. Okay, so Kim, circling back to your question earlier on this call, and yeah, the connection, like automating the automated email sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see about that right now. Back to campaigns. Okay, here's try out this email. One workflow email. I don't know if I'll be able to find it on the fly right now, but wherever the email, let's see. Type.
Are you looking for the web address for the landing page so you can opt in?
I was going to in a moment. Right now I'm looking for the automation try out this email here. Okay, cool. So it used to be where you can just like add another email and then you would like link them together, but I don't know.
Okay.
how that connects. So I'll have to dig around and get back to you on that. But essentially it would be like the list of emails would be here, and then they would be on a timer, like an automation timer here.
Okay.
But I'll have to do some digging around to figure out how to set that up. So yeah, let's try to find our landing page and sign up for it. And then we'll call it a night. Okay. My shirt's getting tired. Oh, so good. okay, here's our screen page. Draft, okay. We don't want it to be in draft mode. How do we activate? Publish. Oh, a few more things to do, it says. Help me out. Throw a sister a bone.
Add a page title. Oh, okay.
I thought this was it. In the browser's title bar. Right. So you can connect this to your domain. I'm not going to do that right now because there's some setup involved. But it does look more, more professional. Team,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Team squeeze.
Okay.
All right. Publish.
High five.
Okay, let's get our shirt together. Ready? Yes. Go.
Okay.
I'm going to love this forever. This is great.
That's so awesome.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Okay. Ooh, I'll show you ladies something cool right now, too. So... Okay. As you're doing your research and your recon and looking at other other brands, businesses in your market that you want to create swipe files from and like study what they're doing, there's this really cool plugin for Google Chrome and Firefox. There's a few of them. And what it will do is it captures the picture of the entire landing page or the entire screen that you're on.
Wow.
From top to bottom. This is so helpful for, I've been doing, Megan taught me how to do this, but she's like doing recon about how like Marie Forleo's sales page and landing page, yeah. I've been doing it for months now. It's great. So you just click on that and.
What is it called? Swipe?
This one's called, I just switched to Firefox. So let me, it's called Fireshot.
Fireshot? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fireshot.
Capture entire page and then it will. And it creates a PDF. It's super,
wow.
Super helpful. Yeah.
Wow. So
now okay.
Cool. So save this PDF. Nice. This is unrelated to anything else we were doing, but I thought I'd show you.
No, that's great.
No, yeah, that's cool. I do have a question about the thank you page on your website that you send people to.
Uh-huh.
So is it just like another navigation tab, like where you create the page?
Exactly. Kim.
So
yeah.
can anybody go to it then? Like, will they see it if they're on your website?
Not if it's not, then if there's not a tab for it. So you can have pages of your website that aren't displayed. You have to make them visible. Yes.
Yeah.
So you can have pages and the URL will go to that page, but it's not something that people are seeing in your menu bar, right? Or your,
okay. So I'm just creating the page without the tab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Cool.
Yep. And then, yeah, thank you. Little note from yourself. And then, as weird as this might sound, like spell it out to them, like go check your inbox. Click on confirm in the double opt-in, and then you will receive the lead magnet because people don't know what to do.
Okay. Like confirm on your, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, so like what you can link this subscribe button to go to that page on your website.
So let's see, this should take us to, if I spelled it correctly, should take us to the tidyhomesb.com.
Classic. I love it.
I owe you. Oh, and look at that.
Yeah, there it is.
Cool.
Cool. Okay.
So yeah, if we created a thank you page, like, or mm-hmm. like, again, we really want to validate that the person just took an action that is like, yeah. that they were
right.
empowering for them. So it's like, okay. great job. You're getting your shirt together. Like, yeah. I'm excited to have you here. Head on over to your inbox to get your free 10 shirt
yeah.
checklist. Cool. All right.
Cool.
Yay. Cool. And okay. then let's check my email, and that'll be our last step. And then we're going to wrap out.
Okay.
Let's see. My inbox is banana sandwiches. Yay! Look, Tara.
Cool. Sweet.
Check it yes. out. So we would also want to make this look sexier, less male chimpy. Just like white background, just like if you were to a friend, but make it obvious, like, yes, subscribe me to this list. And then okay. boom. And then they've doubly opted in. And now you've got your, oh, let's see if it sends me automatically that first email. Confirm humanity. So you can take that reCAPTCHA out. Actually, they shouldn't have to, not if you don't want them to.
Okay.
The double opt-in could be
yeah.
just to hear. That reCAPTCHA is an extra step that you can omit.
Okay.
Yeah. So continue to our website.
What is all this business? Does that
this is the confirmation series. Okay. Yeah. It looks like it's got there's a few more steps than there used to be, but you can go in there. You can customize each one of those as well within MailChimp.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay cool.
So now okay. I'm going to check my email one more time and make sure I'm getting that first email from you. Yay!
That's so cool. Okay.
That's great.
Awesome.
Cool.
Cool.
List building funnel tutorial.
Yeah.
Complete.
Cool. Okay. Yes. One more quick question. So cool. if I'm making an ad on Facebook and I create an ad, there's going to be like a simple place like, okay, like plug in the URL to your landing page here. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. That okay. call to action button will. Yes.
Awesome. Thank
is that
you.
Better than is that better than sending them to your website?
Again, you can do either. You can send them to either that one. Squeeze page and then redirect to your website thank you page, or you can okay. send them to your website. But the point being that if you're offering them a freebie or a lead magnet and sending right. them to your website, you want that. You want them to be able to
I
sign
want
up
that initial
right away.
Connection mm-hmm. so that I can keep getting in touch with them.
Yeah.
I have a okay. new subscriber. Oh. My first.
Yep. I'm excited for the tips and info about yeah. getting my shirt together because I almost made it.
So
good stuff. Thanks for hanging, ladies. That was a lot of info.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah.
You're Yay. So welcome. Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for bearing with me as I like learn the ropes again. Tara, did that? I just want to circle back yeah. to your something you said before we officially started the call, which was there was some confusion around like how things connect.
Yeah.
And was this helpful?
That was totally helpful. Before okay. the way that like you said, it's not very intuitive and how everything lives on a different menu. It's like, it's not numbered either. Like, where's start? Like, where's go? And, mm-hmm. you know, but that helps a lot. Definitely. I will have to play around with it and get more comfortable, mm-hmm. obviously, but for like starting out and making my first campaigns, mm-hmm. cool. totally connected. That was full circle. Thank you. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yay. 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 So, yeah. so glad that that
yeah, thank you
was so helpful. I'm just going to, as a user of this kind of technology for many, many years, I'm going to uh-huh. validate, like, MailChimp is not, that did not feel intuitive. I felt super lost. There wasn't any like follow through action, like then this and then do that. So I'm going to ask Andrew on Thursday. I have a one-on-one with him on Thursday. I'll ask him if he has suggestions for alternate, like super cool. user-friendly, you know, easy setup, comparable.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause that was like, that was confusing for me and I'm usually really savvy at this stuff.
Do it. Yeah.
It was also spelling tidy yeah. with an N. So.
Yeah. Right. Off day. Is Andrew one of your clients or he was in a group with
you? He's in the Online Courses Academy program that I'm in. He's in a subset mastermind that I'm in with a couple of other people that we meet weekly with Megan. And then we meet on the side weekly to support each other. There's four of us and yeah, just lucked out. He, man, so valuable.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
So, so cool. And then really quick, I love that you showed us how to do the, what is it called? The fire. What is it? Fire shot.
Yes.
Because I was in a funnel and I knew I was in the funnel and I totally purchased and I was like, I'm so in the fucking funnel right now. This girl is amazing. I sent up her whole.
Yep.
It started with a podcast and like, I just got led down the trail and it, so this girl Manifestation Babe, I don't know if you've heard of her. Uh-huh. She did a podcast about, and I had followed her for a while, but I was like, Manifestation Babe, whatever. And then she went to ayahuasca and she like made two-part podcasts about it. And it was like, so amazing. And I'm like, I like woo stuff a lot. And it was like, she's like, I got so much clarity and like, I was able to like, you know, things that happen on ayahuasca, mm-hmm. all the like soul stuff. And then, so she did that and I was like, whoa, like that's super interesting. And then the podcast right after that, she did a whole podcast about pushing through discomfort to like get to what's on the other side. And, but the way that she like spoke of discomfort and how freaking awesome and powerful it is to be there because you, then, you know, you're like, you're doing it. And I was like, yes. Like she mm-hmm. spoke like how you're like, if that lady spoke to me, like she totally spoke to me. And then I signed up for her free thing. And then I signed up for her $111 5-day thing. And then I got roped into her $888 4-week and I knew it the whole time. I was like, I'm in the funnel. I am in the funnel. But anyway.
Yes, you were. And that's a great example. And this is the thing is like, we love being in funnels when it's what we need. We're like, thank you for having this gradual exposure so that I can trust you so that I can like know yeah. that my investment at that level is legit, you know? Like,
it is so amazing. Just for like, just for like a fun story, so for both of those programs, the $111 one and the $888 one, so she funny. Did it all in a Facebook group. And I was like calculating like, okay, she signed up, like there's this many members in the Facebook group and I know it costs $111. And I was like, holy shit, for this like 3-day program, she just made $350,000. And then for her $888 one, she had like 567 members and she just is cleaning house. And like, yes, she does like a live once a week and she makes a module. And, but I was like, dang girl.
Right. I'm so yeah. glad that you're experiencing that. And not, maybe not that you were before, but that you're connecting with what's possible with numbers and with yeah. value ladders and like, you know, even if we have $111 product, if we have 1,000 people in our group or, yeah. you know, purchasing it.
Yeah.
That's great. Totally. You know, you can do, you created a junk email, like, I don't know, like an email that you don't use for anything except for signing up for funnels, if you want. Megan suggested mm-hmm. that, and I thought that was a good idea because then it doesn't inundate your inbox. Maybe it's like Tara's swipe file email at Gmail. No, you don't want to do that because you don't want them to know that. But anyway. Right.
I'm going to hop off real quick. I'm sorry.
No, thanks for being here. Kim. Great questions tonight.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. So you can like re-enter her funnel with a new email address now.
Okay. Well, you know, in Apple mailboxes, how you could, they're smart. Oh, so you have Apple, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. In their mailbox, I just use their mail system.
I see.
And they have options for smart mailbox where you can keep like anything pertaining to whatever, and you could still like delete it out of your main. And there's an option like keep anything saying Manifestation Babe or Catherine Zenkina, even if it's deleted, and it'll like keep it there.
Gotcha.
So I've like stockpiled everything there. But
yeah, I was just saying that if you wanted to go back through and take screenshots of the funnel step by step by step, you could sign up with a different email address and come into it like as a newbie.
Gotcha.
And download those assets if you wanted to.
Good idea.
Which sounds like it might be a good idea because it resonated with you so much. So
yeah, it was definitely good for just like further clarification of what my goals and dreams are. So
cool.
I don't know. We'll see.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for being willing to be the guinea pig tonight. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for taking this on with me too and hearing the need. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me know if you have any follow-up questions, which you probably will because, yeah, it's a lot. let me know. You can reach out to me or post in the group and we'll keep the conversation going because this is a big part of the next phase of everything. So
okay, cool.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Tara. Yeah. Okay, have a great rest of your night. Ciao.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.